Yeah, it's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. One of my personal beliefs is that most people have good intentions. Maybe that's the optimist in me or the side of me that wants to see the good in everyone, but I truly believe that most people want their lives to benefit others and ultimately benefit society. I'll even go as far as to say that they probably want to live blameless or sinless lives. They want to be righteous and just do good in the world. But in order to have that kind of a life, I do believe it requires a level of cleansing or a cleanliness and even a purification process. One major theme in the Bible is being refined like silver and gold. And that's what I want to talk about today. In Malachi 3:3, that's the verse for today, we read, "He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness." So for those of you who are not familiar, the Levites are part of one of the tribes of Israel. And I would say they're probably the most important tribe because they were the leaders. They were serving as priests. They were managing the temple. In the Old Testament, when you had to make a sacrifice for your sins, they would be burning those animals and bringing those sacrifices on behalf of the people. This verse specifically talks about the Levites, but take that word and put just regular people. Every single one of us will be purified and refined like gold if we allow God to do that in our lives. So first, I want to talk about what being refined is. What is the definition of refine? And I looked up a few definitions, but specifically, I want to talk about making something pure or free from impurities. And in order to do that, you need to remove something. So the second definition is to improve something, especially by the removal of unwanted material. Another definition says to improve or perfect by pruning or polishing. So refining is a process that removes the impurities and cleans up. And really the refining or the refiner's fire is what is often talked about in the Bible. There's many verses that talk about this. And really what it means is when metal is heated up, if you've ever studied how they make gold, pure silver, they heat up the metal and then all the impurities, everything that's not pure gold floats to the surface and they kind of skim that off. And so all of these instances in the scripture talk about being refined. And there's really a common truth that's relayed, and that God refines us for a purpose to make us more righteous. He cares so much about the state of our hearts, and us being refined in our faith actually makes us complete. The reason this theme and this word is so important to me is actually this word is my word for 2024. When I sat down at the end of 2023 thinking about what I wanted to accomplish this year, what I wanted my year to look like, refine was the word that kind of stood out. And I made a point to refine a few areas in my life. And I'm actually going to give you some of the examples I have, because I think it's important. You know, there's so many different things that you can improve. You can improve your body by working out, by eating healthy. But how are you refining some of the soft skills or some of the things that aren't physical? And I made a list, and you know, I've got probably 10 items on here. I just want to share a few of them with you. One of the things that I wanted to refine in 2024 was my walk with Jesus, which I have already started that process last year, spending time in the scripture, and really my mornings are dedicated to God. I just want to spend time with God and have that intimacy with Him. But sometimes it's still easy to have distractions or have things that come up that removes that focus from Jesus. So I want to spend as much time with Him, and obviously I can't be praying and reading all day 24/7, but how can I have Him top of mind most of the day as I'm walking, you know, going through my day? Maybe I'm having a coffee with a friend or whatever the case may be. As I'm going through life, what does that look like to always have Jesus at the front of my mind, really? So removing anything that takes me away from him, that's part of that removing of unwanted material. So I need to identify what does take me away from him and remove those items from my life. Another example I have is decluttering. And I laugh because for those of you who know my story, we used to live in Canada. We live in Arizona now. But when we left Canada, we got rid of most of our stuff. Like, we literally sold all of our furniture, everything, and we packed up a very small trailer that we brought over here to Arizona. And so I don't feel like I have a lot of clutter. I don't like to buy stuff. I don't like possessions. I don't like to have stuff that I don't use or I don't need. And so when I'm talking about decluttering, well, I don't really have a lot of stuff anyways, although sure, I'm sure I could find things to purge. But even taking it a step further, decluttering my brain, because a lot of us, when we think about clutter, we think about in our homes, maybe in our offices, in our cars, we think about clutter that way. But do we think about the clutter that's in our brain? And so what are the things that are taking up space that are not benefiting me? What are the things that maybe I'm hearing from other people? Sometimes it can be gossip. Sometimes it can be about politics, but really things that clutter your brain that ultimately don't help you in life. They don't bring you joy. They don't move you further along. They don't help you grow. Like, there's no reason for those things to be on your brain. How many of you know all these random facts that are never going to benefit you in life? And what's the point of knowing those facts? Wouldn't you rather have different kind of information in your brain that will actually benefit you and help you? So decluttering my brain and what information goes into my brain just so I'm not putting in unwanted stuff in there. The last example I'll give you are conversations. And this one is more on the relationship side rather than having surface level conversations, being more intentional. So this one's interesting because it's not necessarily removing unwanted material. I don't have that, but it is more, I would say, going deeper, and part of that pruning, I guess that might be a stretch, but the point I'm making is just being more intentional with the people that are in my life and getting straight to the good stuff as opposed to having surface level conversations. And so those are some of just the examples I have personally. But, you know, when you think about or even look at some of these examples, it's like, well, Andrea, those don't sound really hard. Like, you're not being tried by fire. You don't have these adversities. And I wanted to specifically talk a little bit about that because, like the Bible says, there's obviously so many verses, but even Isaiah 48:10 says, "See, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." There's another verse that says, this is Psalms 66:10, "For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver." So testing and, you know, the furnace of affliction, those sound painful. That is not an easy process. That's not me decluttering my brain. That can be the toughest season in your life. That can be the lowest valley in your life. And I want to talk about that because you might find yourself in that season. And as I was praying for this episode right before I hit record, I really felt that God wanted me to address those people who are in the deep of it right now, who are in that trial, in that fire. And you might feel like every day is a stretch. Every day is so hard and you're barely coming up for air. I want to encourage you through this painful process. You might be in your hardest season, but if you lean on him and if you ask him to join you step by step, he will be there. He might not take it all away. He might not just snap his finger and take it all away, but he will be in there with you, in the fire with you, and he will help you come out of the season. Because ultimately, he just wants you to trust him. He just wants to build your character. There are benefits to being testing. Of course, it's going to be difficult, but on the other side, you can look back and some of the benefits are that you find character. First of all, you develop your character. The trials refine your character. They bring you new and deeper wisdom. They might help you discern truth. And they actually give you a really good discipline to just obey God. Because if you're listening to him and you're inviting him in, he is helping you, but he also might tell you, close these doors, talk to these people, do these things, try out that new job, make that move. So he might tell you things along the way, but it helps you build a discipline of obedience. Without testing, we would never learn to truly trust God. And I don't know that we will ever grow. So learn to embrace that refining work in your life. It might be difficult, but the way to get through it is by leaning in and really asking God to come alongside you every step of the way. So if you find yourself in the fire today, think about the benefit on the other side. And I'm also going to read a verse that I think is going to bring you encouragement. But Romans 5 verses 3-5 say, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has also been given to us. And so I hope you find encouragement today, and just know that God is with you. He sees you. Tell him how you feel. He wants to hear how you feel, even if you're like totally miserable and in a, you know, negative state of mind. Don't hide from him. He wants to know your heart. He wants you to open up, even if it's hard for you to do that. Just go to him in prayer and just tell him how you feel. Even if you're mad, he wants to know that you're mad. He wants to know that you're angry. Just be honest with him and let him come inside of your heart and change, turn that anger into joy. And he will transform you. You just have to let him in. The song I want to sing today, this song was actually an anthem for me. I had it almost on repeat, like every day towards the latter half of 2023. And I want to give you a little bit of background. This song was written by Chandler Moore, who, for those of you who know him, he's with Maverick City Music. I read a quote that Chandler stated about this song. He said, "This song is a dangerous and costly prayer, but it's worth knowing him more intimately." So yes, you could be in the fire. This could be a very dangerous prayer for you. The lyrics of this song say, "I want to be tried by fire." Who says that? Who asks God to give him a trial, to put him under the fire? But as painful as that might be, if you're praying that prayer, you are seeking purity over comfort. And God is going to respond back with his goodness and his faithfulness, and he will cleanse you through this process. He will purify you. He will give you a clean heart, and he will make you righteous. And it's so worth it. It's so worth it when you live a righteous life for God.
If the altar's where you meet us, take me there. Take me there. If you're looking for an offering, it's right here. My life's right here. And I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Whatever you desire, Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, just take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to fall in, let it fall. We want it all. If your fire is consuming, fill this place, set it ablaze, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, tried by fire. Purified, just take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. My life has a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. Just take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried. Whatever you desire, Lord, here's my life. Burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous. Burn me holy. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. Take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life.
God, thank you. Thank you that even in the hardest moments of our lives, you are still there. You never leave us. You never forsake us, Lord. And you see us exactly where we are. You meet us exactly where we are. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you that you are refining us like silver and gold, that you are purifying our hearts, that you're giving us clean hearts. Lord, I pray for anybody that's going through a difficult season in this moment, God, that you would just embrace them, show them your love and embrace them, Lord, and walk along them, Lord, be with them, give them glimpses of hope, give them joy, help them see the other side, Lord, because ultimately there is a benefit to this process and something good will come out of it. Every hard season, every difficult season is a lesson, and there's wisdom that comes from that, and there's teachings and lessons that we can apply immediately after, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you care so much about us, that you are willing to put us through those difficult seasons because you know it's going to build our character and our perseverance and our hope. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord, and I just pray, God, that you would purify our hearts today, that you would put the desire in our hearts, Lord, to seek you more today so that we could be living sacrifices obedient to you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.